It's Tuesday, February 22nd, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian pastor and medical doctor in Myanmar has been killed while providing medical treatment to victims of the military junta in an attack on the Chiang Kai estate. Dr. Ong Gi was reportedly killed by artillery fire in an act of self-sacrifice, reports International Christian Concern. Free Burma Rangers director Dave Eubanks released a short video over the weekend depicting a Myanmar military attack on the village. Communist China is producing its own Bible, and they get it all wrong. Recently, Voice of the Martyrs reports a portion of the new translation has been leaked. Their version of John chapter 8 presents Jesus claiming himself to be a sinner and stoning the woman caught in adultery. Revelation 22 warns of tampering with God's word. If anyone adds to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part from the book of life, from the holy city. By legislative action taken last week, Ecuador has become the 11th South American country to approve of abortion in the case of rape or for the sake of convenience. 5 nations, including Argentina, Cuba, Guyana, Uruguay, and Mexico, have now approved of abortion on demand. Only El Salvador, the Dominican Republic, Nicaragua, and Honduras prohibit abortion in all cases. Here in the United States, the nation is watching the Florida 15-week abortion ban bill as it was approved by the State House. It's now before the Senate Appropriations Committee this week. Thus far, 22 states have banned abortion between 13 and 24 weeks of gestation. And 20 states have banned abortion when the baby is deemed viable for living outside of the womb. Australia has finally opened its borders after 2 years of COVID restrictions. However, unvaccinated travelers need to quarantine for 14 days at a hotel at their expense. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced yesterday that requirements to self-isolate for those testing positive for COVID-19 will end on February 24th, reports Euronews. Non-vaccinated travelers to the UK are no longer required to quarantine, but additional testing is still required. The majority of countries still require COVID-19 vaccines for travelers, but Mexico, Norway, Russia, Egypt, Turkey, Jamaica, Greece, Portugal, and Italy do not require a vaccine. Alliance Defending Freedom reports that Illinois' 17th Judicial Circuit Court has ruled in favor of a Christian nurse who lost her job because, quote, she declined to refer women for abortions or provide abortifacient contraceptives. These were requirements that would have violated Sandra Rojas's religious beliefs and conscience, end quote. The court awarded Rojas $370,000 in the suit filed in 2016 against the Winnebago County Health Department. Psalm 35 says, "Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt." Here's an encouraging update on GiveSendGo.com, the Christian crowd fundraising site. The site is up and running, and the Freedom Convoy campaign has raised $9,730,000 with approximately 112,500 donors. U.S. 10-year Treasury notes averaged a 1% yield last year compared to an inflation rate of 7.5%. The interest rate now hovers around 2%. Meanwhile, 30-year fixed mortgage rates have topped 4%, up from 3% in November. Bitcoin is hovering around $38,000, a 41% decline since November. And the NASDAQ Tech Index has taken another dip to $13,550. Since November, the tech stocks have lost all gains made from the previous year. Meanwhile, gold has seen major gains over the last 2 weeks, rising from $1,780 to $1,905 per ounce. The current price represents a 12% gain year over year. And finally, an amazing rescue was caught on a police body camera as an anonymous hero saved two children from a burning apartment. The police spokesman complimented the Good Samaritan who made the difference, reports Arizona Family.
He was at the car wash minding his own business and recognized that there was a fire back there. Jumped the wall, left the car in the car wash, and just really did an outstanding job today and really saved two kids' lives.
The Good Samaritan delivered a two-year-old girl and a six-year-old safely to the police officers on the scene. The children are expected to make a full recovery from their injuries. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Tuesday, February 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.